The University of Georgia Arts Council presents the 6th annual Spotlight on the Arts, November 1st through the 12th. The opening celebration is called Kaleidoscope. It takes place at 7 o'clock p.m. Wednesday, November 1st at the Performing Arts Center. Joining me in the studio to talk about this event, please welcome Dr. Dale Munson, director of the Hugh Hodson School of Music. Dr. Munson, thank you for coming.
It's a pleasure to be here, Michael.
So can you talk about Kaleidoscope a little bit? Tell us what we can expect.
The entire Spotlight on the Arts is intended, as you know, as a celebration of the arts themselves on our campus. We have so many talented students and well-trained young professionals in the arts, and this is a chance for them to shine. We always look for something grand, something effective in portraying the importance of the arts on our campus, and we figure what can do better than that than the arts themselves.
Indeed.
So this evening, the Kaleidoscope is a collage of performances from all of the different performing arts on our campus. So that includes dance and theater and music, and we've pulled creative writing into this because of all the wonderful things they do. And then the art school itself is involved in an event immediately following Kaleidoscope. It's a series of performances given without break. So there's no applause. There's no pausing between any of the performances, just a seamless flow of approximately 20 different performances in an hour.
Interesting. Is Kaleidoscope I mentioned this was the 6th annual festival. Is Kaleidoscope a traditional event that goes with the festival?
It has been recently. Just the last 2 or 3 years, we've been able to pull this together. We collectively on the University Arts Council have thought about an appropriate way to open this grand series of events in this arts festival, the Spotlight on the Arts. And this seemed one of the best ways to do this, to bring everyone together on one night to present to the public the very best of what we do.
Are all of the performers student performers, or will we also see faculty?
Yeah, that's a great question. And there was some debate about that, exactly how we should approach that. But in the end, we decided we wanted this to be exclusively students.
It's
all students that you're going to see on stage. Now, faculty are certainly involved with things like choreography for dance, or you'll see a couple of faculty members conducting ensembles and things like that. But the performers themselves are all students.
It's a challenge to stage one performance. I can't imagine how you put together 20 of them in a row.
Imagine that.
I can't.
And they're all over the theater. Some are on stage, some are in the hall, some are up in the balcony.
Oh, wow.
Scattered throughout the theater. We have a team of technical people who are involved in putting this together. It creates a lot of technical challenges to be able to do that. Hodson Hall itself is such an extraordinary space. So it graciously allows us to do lots of things that might be a challenge in other kinds of theaters.
Is this being presented to the audience as a series of sort of unknowns, or is it going to be laid out in a program that you know what's coming and where?
We don't want the audience to have any clue about what's coming next.
Oh, that's terrific.
So, in fact, the way that it unfolds, there's no program, at least when people walk into the theater. They'll actually be getting a program when they leave.
Oh, interesting.
So that they'll know who is performing when and what happened and all of those details. But in the event itself, part of the effect of this is just not knowing what's going to happen next. We try to weave things in a sort of quasi-dramatic fashion as how one moment in this evening transitions into the next. And I think it's pretty effective. This year should be just really spectacular. I think it's gotten better every year.
Well, you mentioned it's gotten better every year. Can you talk about some of the successes, some of the highlights from previous Kaleidoscope ceremonies, celebrations, if you will?
Well, I know at the end of the performance last year when the Redcoat Drumline came out on stage, that set everybody back. There have been just some extraordinary things. Many of the musical performances have been wonderful. We have one challenge in Hodson Hall, and that is that there's no fly space. This is not a proscenium hall. So some things are a bit of a challenge to do, but some of the dance things in particular that we were able to put on stage were have a history of being really terrific.
Mm-hmm.
And we have had some dramatic readings from the creative writers who have written these pieces. That last year we did them in the dark. I'm not going to tell everybody what we're doing this year, but
right.
That was very effective, I thought, mm-hmm. and these very powerful pieces that were written. The drama, the theater pieces were also spectacular. And there's a little bit of the intent of trying to also advertise some of the other events which mm-hmm. will unfold during the spotlight. And people will see on stage during the kaleidoscope little excerpts from some of the other events that will happen throughout the week.
I may have to put this one on my calendar.
Oh, please do.
Because, and I say that not to the exclusion of anything else that's taking place, but there are over 100 events on the calendar, I think, for this festival. Isn't that right?
It gets bigger every year,
Huge. Is this a ticketed event?
No, it's not. It's open and free to everyone. Last year, there were a lot of people there, so mm-hmm. if you're planning on coming, I'd suggest you get there early.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. What am I not asking you about?
This is a kind of tradition, a collage or kaleidoscope performance that occurs on many campuses across the country. Oh. Many universities do this. And quite often it ends up being a ticketed, rather pricey kind of event with some difficulty in getting tickets. It ends up on several campuses I know of. They sell out within the first hour or two after they put the tickets on sale.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm particularly proud of what we're being able to do here at UGA, that this is not ticketed. It's open and free to the public. The idea of just showcasing the very, and this I would want to stress, the very best of what we do is what we're trying to put on stage.
Without revealing anything about the plans for that night, what are you looking forward to the most?
That's a great question, and I'm not sure I can give you a good answer.
Mm-hmm.
There is a kind of dramatic flow which is planned for this event mm-hmm. on November 1st. And I will say that especially from about halfway to two-thirds of the way in to the end of the evening, there is a series of events that unfold in such a way that it becomes a great crescendo with a great kind of message that comes out through these closing numbers, I think will be extremely memorable to everyone who is there. That's not very much of a help, but I hope you...
It actually is perfect. It sounds like, because it's conceptual without giving anything away. I think that's great. Dr. Dale Monson, director of the Hugh Hodson School of Music, thank you for spending some time with us to talk about this event.
It's a great pleasure. Thank you for inviting me.
To find out more about Kaleidoscope or about the Spotlight on the Arts Festival, you can visit arts.uga.edu. For WUGA, I'm Michael Carden.